Speaking, I was going to speak about the inin of Chiyuv Parnasa of a Baal to an Ishto and he gives Mavelo Nisu, but I sense that guys were not necessarily there yet, so I figured I'll say something on Sekhtfeg, even though Taf Tes is really the Iker place, but there's a lot to be said here as well regarding the Sekhtfeg discussion, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam and so on. So I'll just make three points, three levels of in this particular sugya. So firstly, we have the Mishnah Rashi tells us that the Indian of the concern of Tainus Besulim, he says Shema he's in Satahta Nesra love, there's a chashash that she is Mazana and she would become Usr to him, Mivinistra, it says in the Pasuk he nitma, we talk she yavalabaz, then she is bar hadavar kishi yata kol shema yavo edim. So by going to Bezdin, that might create a whole tumult of some sort, and it will lead to Edom coming and testifying. Fine. That's Shita's Rashi. Now Tosfos takes issue, I'm sure you all saw this already. Tosfos says that all makes sense, Hatinach Eishes Kohen. O Pchusa Mibash Shalosh Duleka Elachadzek. This makes sense. We're dealing with a situation where there's only one suffix of either an Eishes Kohen, because for her, that woman, Onus and Ratzon isn't relevant, because even Onus is Aser to an Eishes Kohen. Shalosh as well. There's only Chad Sveika. So there we understand why you go to Bezdin, because it's one Suffolk and the Suffolk Yisura L'chumra. So we understand why you go to Bezdin. But Shar Nashim asks Tosfos, Dika Suffolk Srek Sveika Amai Tinasa Liyom Revi. What's the big deal? Srek Sveika is entirely Mutter. There's no need to go to Bezdin. So that question, which I'm sure is, you guys went through a little bit, so that I'll just say one piece which I'm sure you've got already, but you have to say it. Machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos according to Achorim is as follows. They're arguing about a well-known machlokas about whether or not Sfek Sveika, whether Tzarech Levara or not. And it's brought down by the Ramah and the Shach and other poskim, whether or not when there's a Sfek Sveika, is there a Chiyuv to be Mevara the Dabar? Or do we say, no, Sfek Sveika, it's Mutter, you don't have to ask any questions, you just go Vayitim. So that's, the Chassam Sofer says it's explicit. Many say this, but the Chassam Sofer here on Adaf, he says it's explicit. This is the machlokas between Rashi Tosfos. He says, the language of, I didn't put page numbers here, so someone comes to get lost here. Here we go. He writes, near the Plugsos Rashi Vitosos, is Svek Sveika Efshir Levarer Sharia Olo? Is there a requirement to be Mevarer the Suffolk or not? Rashi, Tzarech Litzroch Levarer, even though he agreed to Svek Sveika by the case of Eishes Yisrael, to Svek Sveika, was it Tachta Vein Tachta, was it Ratzon or was it Onus? It's Svek Sveika, but nonetheless, you should try to figure out the best again. You can't just ignore it. There's still a level of Suffolk we have to be concerned with. Rabbeinu Tam says, Eidon Tzarech, you don't need to. And that's why Rabbeinu Tam couldn't say that this is a situation of a Sfek Sveika. You could ignore that. Sfek Sveika, just ignore it, everything's fine. It must be a case of only Chad Sveika. So that's the machlokas about whether this, we say, Tzarech Levarer by Sfek Sveika or not. Now, the Ran seems to say this is exactly what the Shitas Rashi is. The Ran writes on the Rif, he seems to say this pretty explicitly, that's a issue of Tzarech Levarer, that Rashi would say Tzarech Levarer. Iran and Daf Aleph on the Rif, he explains as follows. This is the language. He says that this language itself is interesting. This actually, Ari Stern called me yesterday to talk about this Ran, and he was going on this language of the Ran, but that, I'm focusing on this right now. But he says, Kevin de Mehem Le, Kim Le Devadi Zinsa. When the Baal has such a timeless time to Zoom, it's Mamish Badai, we assume she's Bazan. There's no question. Like, it's not just like a suffix, it's pure Nemanis, it's Kivadai. That's what he was talking about. But then the Ran writes, Kevin Shekain, Isra'e V'alayu de Bezdin. You go to Bezdin, and Alayu de Bezdin, Rami Lemekim Allah de Moser. They have to figure out what's going on. E Tachta V'ein Tachta. I mean, the woman, times Basulim, the good times Basulim. We still don't know when the event, when this took place. So that's what Bezdin has to be Mavire. Even if you can't find Edom at all, the din is shari lebaila, is permitted muteres, because trace veka, svek veka is mutter. Afilu hachi, nonetheless, even though the svek veka came in to destroy a lion, rami lemekim akush to the mills. We had to figure out what the truth is. Shem is bar hadavar v'yavo Edom. So that's just Rashi a little bit more explained that there's a requirement to be mevar the davar even in an instance of svek veka. Well, Tosus says that no, Sveika, we could completely close our eyes, ignore it. There's no need to be Mevarer. So digging just a little bit deeper to understanding why or not, why a person would have to be Mevarer a Sveika or not. So there's another well-known machlokas, how we understand, how do we categorize a svek sveka. And here we have the shita of the Rajba. The Rajba in Siman Taf Alpha, everyone quotes that svek sveka is kerov. He writes this in Chulin as well, in other places, that svek sveka is kerov. That's how one categorizes svek sveka. And therefore, a person can make a rov, likelihood is that it's mutter. But even when you say rov, there's still a miut that is a suffix. There's a little bit of a doubt that still exists. Now, the Granat, others as well, but the Granat writes, if you want to look at one place, Siman Chafei, the Granat writes very clearly that he goes against this Rajba, and he says that svek sveka is viewed as ke'eno suffix at all. It's mamish, it's not a question of rov. Rov acknowledges there's some suffix to be dealt with. The Granat writes, among other achronim, no, svek sveka means it's completely mutter legamre, ain't sveka klal, and therefore that's the understanding. And this would then explain, if you take a look at the Chazon Yecheskel on the Tosefta in the beginning of Maseches Ketubos, he says this. He says that's the machlokus of whether or not svek sveka tzarech levarer or ain't tzarech levarer. It hinges on whether svek sveka is kerov or it's ain't sveka klal. That if you assume that svek sveka is a rov like the Rajba, but you're acknowledging there's some sefek that still exists, so we say muteris, but if you can be mevarer to try to even get rid of that other sefek, that miyat that exists, best to be mevarer. That sheet is Rashi. But Tosos, who says ein tzarech levarer, he assumes, like the Granat's understanding, that sefek means there's ein sefek klal, it's muter legamre, you don't have to mevarer anything, there's nothing, there's no question, there's no sefek that exists anymore. So that's the understanding of Shitas Tosos. Now, there are many nafkaminas throughout Shas, and we'll see a lot of different discussions on Daf Tes, but just to bring one interesting marimakum I came across about one application of svek sveka, how far do we take it? There's a machlokas about karban asham. Asham taloi, a person is mistopic, whether or not he did an avera, so an avera that would otherwise be chayv a karban chatas, misafik, he brings a karban asham. So what would happen if a person, if it's a case of svek sveka? Is somehow a double doubt of whether he did an aveir or not. Would that individual be chayv to bring a carbon asham or not? And there's mefurish tosos and krisis daf yudzayin mebeis diur maschum medisefa. Not going to go through all the details of the shtei chatichos and shuman and chaylev, but in that discussion, trying to figure out what the Gemara is talking about, the tosos writes ashmeinim. We can learn from this sugya there. Afilu svek sveka maisi asham talo. Even if there's this double doubt, there's still the chayachiv to bring asham talo. Now, the Lecha Mishnah learns from the Rambam, who has a bit of a different pshat to that sugya in Krisus. Again, I'm not explaining all the details there. It's a bit involved. But based on the Rambam in Hilchos Shkagos, Perek Ches Halacha Beis, the Lecha Mishnah learns that the Rambam argues in Tosos, and he would hold a svek sveka by asham talo would not Bichayev Hashem Talim. So there are many, many different explanations of how to explain this Machlokas Tosas Rambam, but I thought the Pashup Shad is simply whether or not a svek sveka is kerov or ain't a suffik at all. That if you assume that it's svek sveka is ain't a suffik klal, like the Granat, then there would not be a need to bring a Karman Hashem. There's nothing to talk about. There's no inin. There's no suffik at all, and that's why the Rambam says you're pater. The Tosfos, we wouldn't go to Shitaso here, but it could be Rabbeinu Tam versus all the Tosfos, you could always, of course, explain different Tosfosim. The Tosfos assumes that a few svek sveka requires bringing Hashem Talui. That's because he holds it's kerov, and there's still some level of suffering. The guy has still some doubt in his mind, you know, did I do something wrong? Did I not do something wrong? And therefore, he'd be chayv to bring an Hashem Talui. So that's point one in this machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Let's move on to the second point. The second point is, Rabbeinu Tam goes on to explain that he thinks the Iker Takana of Besula Nisei Yom Ravi is because of the Eishes Kohen in Plusim Vashalosh, which is one topic. And then, a little plug, we extend this to even regular Eishes Yisrael. But Be'etzim Eishes Yisrael is not Chayiv. There's no Inyan. It's because Svek Feker from his Buteris. It's just a little plug. The Ritva, however, when he quotes Rabbeinu Tam, he argues, the Ritva says, try to find the language just a second here. Here we go. The Ritva. Here we go. The Ritva writes as follows. Rabbeinu Tam, he goes to Rabbeinu Tam differently. Perish Mishnah Seinu Ba'osam Shem Benos Chatzveka. Our Mishnah is only talking about those individuals who have one suffix, Eishes Kohen, Ketana Bas Yisrael. And then it's assumed by the Ritva that the Lo Plug doesn't apply. It doesn't exist by Sharnashim. It's only for this small category of Eishes Kohen Pusak Mibas Shalosh. And you can see this is very clear from his attack against Rav Yonatan. He says, Ein Perushu Zanachan. I don't agree with Rav Yonatan. The Chayvin de Katani Stama Basula Nisais. It just says Stam Basula Nisais. It's mashma, kol basula mashma. Every basula, bein eishes kohen, bein eishes Yisrael. How can Rabbi Yonatan limit it to just this small category? Heichi avdu rabbanan takanta mishum eishes kohen v'katana bas Yisrael. Only for these two categories, a katana bas Yisrael and eishes kohen, which is miyuta de miyuta for those small categories, they made a whole takana. Vaday says the Ritva, it's not true like Rabbi Yonatan. It was a takana made for all women. L'chul. But we see from the Ritva, he clearly understands Rabbi Yonatan. His understanding was that it was limited only to these ketanim and to Eishes Kohen. Why doesn't he hold a lo plug? Why? Well, he could just answer simply lo plug, like Rabbi Yonatan is quoted in Tosafot that applies also to regular Eishes Yisrael. Why didn't he apply his lo plug? So a suggestion could be as follows: there's a discussion in general when it comes to takanas, when it comes to gzeiras. Whether or not we say batal tam batal gzera, and sometimes we say no. When the reason is built into the takana, there's a Rashi that explains this way. When the gzera is built on the tam itself, then we say batal tam batal gzera. There are instances when the Chazal try to hide the reason; they don't want you to know the reason, which is somehow an indication that we don't say batal tam batal gzera. The gzera is across the board, even if batal tam exists forever. So this particular case, this Mishnah, what would we say about the Gzeira, Basula Nisei, the whole Gzeira of the Mishnah? Would this be considered Gzeira where the Tam is built in or not built in? Would we say Bata Tam, Bata Gzeira, or not? There's Mefurish in the Gemara later on, the Shita Megubetza says this. The bottom of Daf Gimel and Aleph, the Gemara says that Amar of Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Lo Shanu El Mitakonis Ezev Eilach, She'ein Bata Dinam Kvum El B'Shein B'Chamish. This whole concern of Yom Revi is only after Ezra made the takana the Bezdin sits Mondays and Thursdays. Aval, kodem takanas Ezra, shebate dinim kvum b'chol yom, and the Gemara ends up saying, really after, if it's a time like now where Bezdin sits any day of the week, then there's no longer b'chol yom, eishin isis, b'chol yom. This tells us that the bata tam bata gzer. If the tam's no longer relevant, we're not sitting on Monday and Thursday, so then bata gzer. And the Shita Bekubetza just speaks us out a little bit, on Daf Gimel, that we say Bata Tam, Bata Gzera here. He says that, one second, where did that go? Man, I got to put notes, here we go. It says Shita Bekubetzes. Yesh lomar de Rav Shmuel hava kashale heich matzir no meimar, takanas chachamim tak, or klal. How do you approve the takana? The Mishnah says, takanas chachamim, get married in Yom Revi. And how can he go along and say, no, get married every single day of the week? It's a klal. Takanas chachamim, takanas kavuos. Afilu sheyes batal tam, lo tisbatal takanasam. Even though the reason is no longer relevant, you can't be mevatel the takana. So he says no. If it's true that chachamim wanted to keep this takana forever, the Mishnah should have said, lemisnei behechle besul nisis yom revi. Below tam, don't tell me the reason. Just say it's married on yom revi. But hashta the katani time of masis, and now that the Mishnah told us the reason behind this, Shepamim Pamayim B'Shabbos, Bezin would sit. The fact that they built the Mishnah into the Takana, the Tam into the Takana, and the Mishnah says this, it must be that this particular Takana is dependent on the Tam. So that seems pretty clear, that this is a Takana that's dependent on the Tam.
Amana, that we don't have the Tam for Mishi.
Say again that?
Amana, we don't have the Tam for Mishi. Is it a Tam that was sold today, will it be again?
Interesting. But I'm not sure if that would be a takana. For the almana, there's no takana. It's just that Yom Chamishi because of the bracha. But I don't know if that would be a takana.
It would
right.
The same takana that they would
right.
Flown together. So
it's correct. It's a good question. I'm not entirely sure, though. So it's a good question. Because then, even then, everyone should get married in Chamishi at that point, that Bezdin is every single day. Why not go for the bracha like they do by almana? It's a good question. So it's clear that this is an example of Bata Tam, Bata Takana, Bata Gzera. So now the question becomes, if you have some type of takana, whereby the reason is built in, and then we extend it to a low plug situation. Now low plug means the reason is not relevant there anymore. It's not relevant, it's just, it's not shayach to Eishes Yisrael according to Tosfos. So now when you plug that low plug in, is that now saying in essence, it's a takana that has no tam anymore? Is that now changing the whole nature of the takana? There's no tam anymore. And therefore, so says Rabbein Otam of Tosfos, then no. The Iker Takana is for Eishes Kohen. The Iker Takana is for Pchusa Ba'ashalosh. That's the Iker Takana. That's totally Bata Tam Bata Gzera HaTakana. The fact that we say Lo Plug and we extend it elsewhere, that's not going to be Megala to us. Even though in this case, by the Lo Plug and by the Eishes Yisrael, the reason is irrelevant, that's not going to be Megala that the entire Takana now is a Lo Plug type of Takana. That's not totally the time. No, it's just like we have a takana. We expand it over. We extend it over to that case, low plug. But b'ikr, it's a takana that's taller in time. But perhaps the Ritva's understanding that he says, once you take a takana and you start applying low plugs, which means you're applying it to other areas where don't there's no time to anymore, that would mean it becomes a takana that has no time. It's a takana that has not taller, it's not taller in a time anymore. And that the Ritva can't say. Because the Gemara clearly says that this is a takana that is taloi on a tam. So perhaps that's the machlokas between the Ritva and the Tosfos in understanding whether we would say a little plug within a Rebbeinu tam or not. And make one third last point, talking to Kameli's lot in the morning, about the function of Bez. So we have first the machlokas whether Svek Sveka is Tzarech Levar or not Tzarech Levar. It's Rashi Tosfos. Second discussion about whether you say Lo Plug or not. And the third point is, why going to Bezdin? What's the need to go to Bezdin? So it's clear from Rashi why we go to Bezdin. Because Rashi says that it's going to hopefully create a whole tumult and be Mefaris in the Dover and find the Eden. That was the Toelas. Because Svek Svek is really Mutter, according to Rashi. And the Bezdin tries to be Mefar. But once you learn, like Rabbeinu Tam, that Svek Svek is really Mutter. And the only reason why this is the Takana is for Chad Sveika, which is Asr. The man says, Pasa Pasuach, Tainis Pasulim, whatever it is, she's Asr. So why do you have to go to Bezdin for him? This is the question Yosef and Shlomo were talking to me about yesterday. Why go to Bezdin? You don't need Bezdin. If he says that she's Asr, he's Naaman. So what's the need to go to Bezdin for? So we saw a couple things inside the other, and so afterwards some other things as well. So what's the function of Bezdin? So, al pi pshat, I thought, when they asked me, when I thought about this a little while ago, I thought pshat, though I didn't see anybody who said this, other than a footnote in the Masifta who made such a suggestion like this, I saw, but he didn't quote anyone, but I was happy that he thought this way also. But I didn't find any Yishon Achron who said this, but if you find it, let me know. I thought it was because you're right. Legabe the Isser, that when he's Ne'eman alav, lesser alav, that she's now Aser to him, he doesn't need to go to Bezdin. There's no need to go to Bezdin. But the Gemara there in Daf Tes says there's a machlokas whether or not he's Ne'eman lehafsik ksubasa, whether he could cause her to lose a ksuba, which means there's a dinimamanis element as well. And maybe the reason why he goes to Bezdin is not because of the Isser, but maybe because of the dinimamanis element of the hafsik ksuba. That's why she thought. Now, no one says this, it doesn't seem like that's the understanding of the Rishonim. They're all talking about the element of the Isser, but that was my initial thought. So if you find someone, let me know.
But right.
What?
Uh-huh.
Did he quote anyone?
He says no.
Right.
He does say.
Right, but doesn't seem like any Rishonim are holding this way. But okay, but that was my initial thought of that, because the Dina Mamanus element, he's Mafsid Ksuba, so he goes to Bezdin. Now, typically, to go to Bezdin, she should really take him to Bezdin, because she would want to be Motzi the Ksuba, and he has to take back, but somehow Dina elements, but it doesn't seem to be accepted by the Rishonim. So what's the point in going to Bezdin? So I came across, in the help of others here, and Roosevelt also pointed out, and Ritva I took a look at, about what exactly is the point of going to Bezdin. So the Ritva says as follows. The Ritva says, when he quotes Rabbeinu Tam, he says, Perish Mishnasenu Boso Shem Benos Chad Sveika. Our mission is dealing with a girl who has just one level of a suffix. And why? Kidei Sheyashkim LeBezdin V'yom Gulo She Asurolav. To tell him the halacha. They're not giving up psakdim. You don't need to go to a Bezdin for psak. There's no need for psak here. But he may not know the halacha. Not everyone knows the halacha. So you guys know the halacha. You guys are learning ksuvos. But a regular person may not know the halacha. And even a guy learning yeshiva may not know the halacha either. There's a very big difference between learning halacha. There's a maisa, I think Rav Moshe Feinstein once, two boys came to him and asked the shaila about being shomer, and someone lost the object, and they asked him, what's the psak? And he started to cry, because they're learning, learning Eil Metzias, and all the halachas of shomer and aved and whatnot, and this is mafurish, like, you didn't have to ask me the question, but oftentimes there's a big disconnect between learning and then the halacha. So the guy didn't know the halacha, so he goes to Bez Din to tell you, this is the halacha. But now they're giving a psak din. And Enoch Nami could have went to a Rav to give him the same answer, l'chora. But that's what says, the Yomrila, they would tell him that it's Aser. Not that they're making it Aser, they're not creating a psak din, but they're telling him it's Aser. The Meiri seems to say something different. The Meiri, this week's Parsha, Shoftim v'Shotrin, so a Shofet is a judge, that's a dayan, and a Shoter is an enforcer. So it sounds from the Meiri that Beis Din is not here to give a psak either, but Beis Din maybe is there to play the role of enforcer. And the Meiri writes in this first place in the Meiri, Yihimashkim leBeis Din v'yafrishuhu min ha'isser. This way they will separate him, not to give a psak. They don't need a psak, they don't need to say any isser in front of Beis Din. Beis Din is not creating an isser, but Beis Din will enforce it. So you go to Beis Din to make sure they separate from each other. Then the Meiri says in the next Dibur Maskil, this the Meiri sounds like they're creating an Issa. Beis Din's creating an Issa. And this requires Hesper. This is the language of the Meiri. He says, V'nimsa she-Beis Din yasruhu lo. Beis Din is creating the Issa. They're creating a psak, they're creating an Issa for this person. And that requires an explanation because seemingly a person that baals Neman without Beis Din. So why does it have to create the Isser? So we spoke about this a little bit when we discussed this piece, but there's a question in general, and we'll discuss this hopefully more in Daf Tes, about the Nemanus of a Baal, and in general, Shavi Nafshe Chatichat Yisuro, and a person says something is Usser, so where that Nemanus comes from. So there's a Ksos in Simim Samach Lamadal, which everybody quotes, which has a Machlokas there. He prefers one way, but he quotes the Machlokas. Whether when a person is shavi nafshe chatichat yisur, a person says something's aser to him, is that because he has a certain emanus, and it's believed kamei edim dami? So does baal din kamei edim dami? It's a certain level of edus of nemanus, or no? It's the mitaras nether. I could say that this table is aser to me. That's a taras nether. It's not nemanus. I'm to believe it. But when I say something, it creates an iser. A person says his wife is a pesach pasuach matzasi. That's a nether, he asked her. Not because he's believed, but because there's a certain nether in the person's statement. So these are 2 days brought down in the Ketos, mitam nether, mitam nemanus, ke hodas baldin kameid. Now, this is also found in the Shita, actually, in Daf Tes. The Shita Daf Tes also has these 2 days. Dibur Maskil Neman, the Shita Megretzes says, the 2 ways to explain the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer about the Baal's Neman. He first says that kigon de osa baldin lebedina. He comes to Beis Din kedei laosra alav ulahachi neman. The reason why he's believed the hashavya anashe chaticha diyisura says the shita havalei keoser alav davar hamutter. It's like another. He's asering something that's mutter, not that, because he's believed, because he created an isra. And they say inami. Maybe you could say nemnuso. Hainu kedei laoser alav, that we trust him. It's coming from ne'manus, some type of hodas baldin kamei edim. There's a certain ne'manus like edus that he has. So these 2 days that I found in the Ketzos is found also in the Shito gap, either neder or mitam ne'manus. How does that help us out? So you could say l'chara as follows. If you assume it's mitars neder, shavanav shechaticha disur is k'neder, you don't need a bezdin to make a neder. You make a neder wherever you are. But if you say it's hodas baldin kamei edim dami, so then it's a type of edus, and then maybe you would need a bezdin. Now, it's not necessarily the case, but a bezdin would be more relevant, at least in the situation, the scenario, if you assume it's more like edus. And even though it doesn't seem to be the case that you don't have to make every testimony in bezdin, but this one you do, but maybe you can take it one step further. maybe you could suggest, and we'll finish with this, that when we say the person's netman kime edim dami, or does baldin's kime edim dami, so it's a certain level of edus. You could say it outside of Bezdin, but maybe if you say it in Bezdin, it becomes a din of kevin shehigid shivch enichozer magid. Once you've given your testimony, you can't retract. If you said outside of Bezdin, so it's a low level type of edus. It's compared to edus, and a person maybe has the ability to retract on his words, and you have to figure out whether that's really true or not. But the moment you say this in Bezdin, it somehow solidifies your statement. It makes it into a more formal type of edus. And when the Miri writes that when Bezdin is aser alav, it's because when he said his statement in Bezdin, it gave it some formality, some conclusive edus to it, and therefore it's ke'ilu Bezdin was asering. Yes, it came from his statement, and he has that ability, but Bezdin somehow solidified it. And there's a Pnei Yeshua, and we'll finish with this. Pnei Yeshua writes in Kuf Beis and Ksubis, he says there's a difference. There's a difference between a person giving a hodah outside of Bezdin versus inside of Bezdin. In outside of Bezdin, it's a certain nemanus he has. When a person says it in Bezdin, it's his chayvus. It becomes much more real, much more serious, and therefore it solidifies it. So perhaps that's what the Miri means, that Bezdin is answering it, don't we trust him because we trust him? We trust him because we trust him, but when he said it in Bezdin, and we want to make it in Bezdin, it becomes more of a reality, more of a chiyuv. Now that discussion is by Mamonis, is by Isser, but the same concept might apply, that this level of saying a testimony outside, hodah outside, versus inside of Bezdin. So these are the three inyanim. One is about Sfech Sveika, Tzarech Levar, not Tzarech Levar. Number two is, we spoke about Lo Plug, whether or not Lo Plug will reflect back on the overall Takana. We view it as a Bata Tam Bata Takana, or no, Lo Plug is separate. We still view this Takana as having a reason. And then thirdly, this last discussion about the role of Bezdin, is it either to just tell him what's Aser, or is it to be Mafish from the Iser, or is it really to create Iser some sort? Okay, go ahead, everyone.